Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Almost 226,000, or 1 in 10 people in the workforce, are directly employed in the tourism sector here. Whether that's hotels, visitor attractions or transport, it's a vital sector for regional Ireland. And that's why Fáilte Ireland has launched its new strategy aimed at persuading visitors to try out the less busy tourist hotspots in the off-peak parts of the year. But Ireland still faces the accusation of being an expensive place to holiday, with prices far above their European equivalents for a meal or a hotel night. And Caroline Buckell is the chief executive of Fáilte Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Caroline.
Morning, Joe.
So tell me about this strategy and how it will work.
What we really want to do is make sure that we're positioning tourism as an economic driver. As you say, it employs 1 in 10 people. It is by far the largest regional employer in the country. So what we really want to do now is make sure that we are maximising that. And as you say, really trying to extend the season, trying to push it more into the shoulder seasons, and also look at those less busy destinations. We know that most people, when they come, they will head to Dublin. 70% of our visitors spend a night in Dublin before moving on. And then they tend to head toward the Wild Atlantic Way, which has been a fantastic success. But what we really want to do now is look at our other brands, Ireland's Hidden Heartlands and the Ancient East.
And how do you do that? So, because if someone is planning their holiday, they could be doing so 6, 9 or even 12 months out, and they'll say, OK, we're going to Dublin and then we're going to go to Tralee or we're going to go to Galway, whatever it is. How do you persuade them to go to Clonmacnoise or whatever?
So there's lots of ways we can do it. The first way is to sort of disrupt their travel as they go to the west. So to intercept
in
them.
In a nice way.
And hold them, exactly, hold them for a night or even more on their way when they're going maybe to the destination that they've always dreamed of going to, that we hold them in Clonmacnoise, we hold them in Athlone Castle in this area so they can explore more of that. But the second way is that we really need to develop those areas. So Minister Burke is very clear that he really wants to see very significant investments in the regions. So looking now,
which he will pay for.
Absolutely. And he's committed to doing this under the NDP, a new investment plan, which we would hope to launch later this year, which will really target growing the regions in particular. So looking at what we can do to really make those assets that we have even better and stronger and more attractive. And then, of course, Fáilte Ireland's role is to promote them to the domestic market and working with Tourism Ireland to promote Ireland overseas.
And does that mean overseas that someone will have to pay for Google searches so that the Midlands turns up or the Ancient East turns up in their results?
No, it doesn't. What it means is what we will do as part of our digital program. So we've had a very successful program called Digital that delivers, and we have a new program that will be coming on the back of that again later this year. And what we're doing is putting together a program where companies can actually upskill themselves, and we can help them to do that so that they can be seen by these large language models, so that when somebody goes on...
So Claude or ChatGPT or Gemini?
Absolutely, yeah. So we know, for example, that those models, they can find it hard to read, for example, PDF documents. So what we want to do is make sure that people are building their websites in a way that they can actually be seen and be read without having to pay subscription fees or anything like that, so that they can
just be picked
up. Absolutely. So what we're really trying to do is a mixture of helping companies and intervening to help them, and also have a self-serve model where they can help themselves, because they have to integrate this now as a regular part of their business. This isn't something they can do once a year. This is something that they need to do constantly in order to be seen.
You've said yourself that Ireland is not an affordable place, and we shouldn't aim to be a cheap destination. Mm-hmm. What did you mean by that?
Well, what we would say is that we have never been a cheap destination in Ireland. We have always been at that higher end of the market. And we would say that our product is worth it. We offer extremely high quality, a really, really strong experience for visitors. And we know that 70% of our visitors are extremely happy with that. When they return, our overseas visitors say that they feel that they did receive value for money. But that also means that 30% didn't receive value for money. So we really want to work hard on that. What we want to make sure is that people feel that it was worth it, that we're not the cheapest destination, but we are the most rewarding destination. So whether it's our Irish visitors who've decided to go for a short break in Ireland, or overseas visitors, that when they've had that break, they've committed to doing it. And when they've had it, they say that was worth it. I had a really good experience. And part of our role in Fáilte Ireland is to make sure that our client companies are really embracing that, and that they understand the importance of providing that flawless experience to our visitors, and that we're giving them the tools to help them do that. So we're showing them the low cost and no cost things that they can do to make sure that visitors have an outstanding experience every single time.
And as you said yourself, it's Irish visitors that count as well. 40% of bed nights are from Irish indigenous customers, as it were. They're the biggest complainers about the cost, especially when they can easily compare with the likes of Spain, France, Germany, Poland, Slovenia, whatever.
They are, but I mean, we still had 15 million domestic trips last year. So it is people, Irish people are travelling in their droves, and we are delighted to see that. So what we want to make sure is that those people who have committed to having a trip in Ireland, and of course, with the wonderful weather this summer, you know, we have seen a bit of a bounce this summer, which has been great. It was looking like it was going to be quite a weak summer on foot of all of that global uncertainty. But we have experienced a bit of a bounce there.
But do people book that late?
Yes, at the moment, yeah. Our booking habits are changing very significantly. So previously we would have seen that people would come back now from their summer holidays and they would book immediately in September for next summer, their family holidays. We're expecting to see that slowing down, that people will say, well, let's see what happens with the fuel over winter. Let's see what happens with global uncertainty. And we're certainly seeing with a lot of our booking companies that the bookings are coming much, much later. But we do want to see that when people do make those trips, that they feel that it was worth it.
OK, you've had a few lucky breaks. The passenger cap at Dublin Airport has been lifted, and the state contracted hotel number has gone down by 10% last year. Mm.
Yeah, so we are really, I suppose, really pleased, obviously, to see the cap being lifted at the airport. That's fantastic. The accommodation is a key constraint for us. So that's a really important piece. So we saw almost 5,000 beds come back in from the contracted bed stock last year. What's been really interesting to see is that that's been completely absorbed into the market. So the occupancy rates have stayed exactly the same between this year and last, which means all of that stock has been absorbed without disrupting the market. There's another 9,100 beds to come back in by March. So again, that will be really welcome, because
Will that drive down prices?
It could. It remains to be seen. I think there's going to be a mix of how that comes back into the market. Some of it will come in as is and therefore will have lower prices. Some of it will be refurbished and therefore will attract, you know, premium market prices, and others will potentially be sold and give other opportunities. So again, really important bed stock that we need, particularly along the west and south coast. So that would be very welcome.
And finally, the VAT cut for hospitality came in last month, but almost none of it has been passed on to consumers.
Yeah, certainly the industry saying that it's been very welcome. Of course, in common with most SMEs in the country, the operating costs are extremely difficult. They've experienced 30% increase in labour costs over the last 5 years. So anything that can help keep those businesses viable, keep those 226,000 people in employment around the coast and in the region is very welcome.
Caroline, thanks so much for coming in. That's Caroline Bockel, the Chief Executive of Fáilte Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.